OG Tiger B.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, in some ways, I guess I am close to my family, but there in other ways, we've kind of separated ever since my mother and father passed away. But am I close to the degree that if I need them and call them and have them come, if I get in myself a little bit of trouble, they will be here, you know, for sure on that, definitely. And see, when I'm talking about family tonight, we're not just talking about immediate family. We're not just talking about brothers and sisters. We're talking about all of those that you consider family, because there are those that I am very close to that like my guy Flagaza, for instance. Him and his family have embraced me and made me a part of their family, and I definitely appreciate that because it gives me a sense of purpose, a sense of feeling, you know, because I don't have a lot of family around me where I'm at here right now. So I definitely appreciate the love that they show me on a day-to-day basis, for sure, for showing that. And that's what it's about. How close are you to your family? I'm close to them. I'm very close to them. We, you know, I know my limits with them. They know the limits with me. It works out for us. You know, I don't overextend myself. They don't overextend themselves. And it works out. It's a real family. You understand what I'm saying? My brother, Fly Gaza, for sure. And I'm not ashamed to tell nobody that. You know, that is my partner for life, no matter what, come hell or high water. You know, that's my partner. If anything ever go down, we'll figure it out. We'll work it out because he stuck with me, period. Whether he like it or not, he stuck with the OG. For sure, for sure. It is 7 o'clock p.m. in the Central Time. It's 8 o'clock p.m. out east. It is 5 o'clock p.m. out on the West Coast. This is In the Place to Be with your boy OG Tiger Lee. I want you to call in and chop it up with me tonight. Let's talk about it. Tell me how close you are to your family. Matter of fact, not only tell me how close you are, tell me more or less what I'd like to know is just how close are you? Just how close are you with your family? So call in. We want to shout out all the families out there. We want to shout out all the love that's being given towards one another. You know what I'm saying? For sure, for sure. There nothing does my heart better than when I see family get along, because that's as it should be. You know, it's nothing worse than growing up in the same household, and then as you get older, you begin to separate. There's nothing wrong with having differences of opinions, differences of attitudes, and things like that. But family is family, or it should be. I can't say that's the case in all situations and all circumstances, but yeah, for the most part, family is family, or at least they should be. Yeah, so let's get into it tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what family is, how close you are, what they mean to you, and let's just have an enjoyable evening. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about it. Let's kick it. Let's do all of the fun shit, all the fun shit we want to do here on In the Place with your boy, OG Tiger Lee. As you begin to ponder that question about how close are you with your family, we're going to take a little break here, and I'm going to have Fly Gaza drop something hot on you people. While you ponder, how close are you with your family? Hit the line, 929-477-2425. I'm here, 7-8. Let's make it happen. Gaza, go ahead and trap the people.
It's your boy, Extend the Fan, Big Drip, Benny Boy Rue from the 413 to the BX, rocking with the one and only For the Record Radio, where you get your new and unreleased music here first. I'm a coke boy.
J.U., Benny Boy's Bitch, The Mafia, Rude Boy Dunkin', Slim Dunkin' Bitch, and a fresh pair of dunks, nigga.
Ooh, boo, you the new wave, pussy juice like juicy fruit, I'm thirsty for your Kool-Aid, and my A, Ocean Drive, baby girl every day, hit you with them roses on your birthday, that's the bouquet. Ooh, boo, this a two-way, Orlando ballin' with the Magic, think I'm playing 2K, tougher than the razor, got me looking like a new blade, but like a release that you a cutie, get the new J's. Ooh, ooh, we on that douce, flying in that kitty, get me top like it's a toupee. Ooh, ooh, I got my shoelace, stepping in this bitch, I be fresher than some toothpaste.
I don't pull it out, I just leave it there, shorty got me busting like a topper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me busting like the chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in.
Oh, oh, like what the fuck is that? Why she stick her ass so fat? She got that hump, no camel back. She hot and drip, no candle wax. South Beach Dion sandals black. I'm a coke boy, she want this dick. You think she fiend for crack? White rice with the egg strip jumbo in it. Bar Marley paper, hot rabbit with the gumbo in it. I ain't tryna cuff it, all love it. You can cuddle with it. I'm just tryna get that mop top. She leave a puddle with it. 1738, 1942 in the room, she bustin' like a 38 and 42. Me and Rude Boy Ben tryna get it in, pullin' up foreign, hoppin' out. Then he told her friend,
I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me bustin' like a topper or F&N. Ooh,
Bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me bustin' like the chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh.
That's your boy. That's your boy. Yeah, just like that. That's your boy. Benny Boy Rude. He's a coke boy. Yes, for sure. Featuring Cheese Dior. I'm a dog. Yeah, y'all need to tap into Benny Boy Rude. Look him up on YouTube. Tap it, some of his music. Shout out to you, my boy. For sure, for sure. Definitely. Tonight's topic is here on For the Record Radio. In the place to be with your boy OG Tiger Lee is family, all about the family. How close are you with your family? What do they mean to you? You know, let me tell you what my family means to me. I love them to death. I love them to death because my mother raised me to love my family and to respect my family. Now, I don't necessarily agree with everything that's going on in their lives. That's their lives. They're grown. They can do what they want to do, and I don't necessarily have to agree with it. But if ever they call me and need me, I will be there. You know, I'll be honest, and sometimes I get a little angry, and, you know, say certain things, you know, like fuck them and all that type of shit. But that's really not what I feel. I really feel like, you know, I love my family. I want to see them do well. And if I don't want to see them do well for no other reason but for my mother, then I would definitely. If something ever happened and I came across a little extra something and I could bless each and every. Because, see, I have eight. There's 10 of us all together. One has passed away, so there's 8 more outside of me, you know. And it's a big family, you understand? And I love every last one of them. I have nieces and nephews that now have children themselves, and they have nieces and nephews. And all of those children, because I have none, are a blessing to me for sure, most definitely. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to tap into this thing tonight. Family. How close are you with your family? This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee. For all you callers out there, I want you to hang on to the line. Don't hang up. I want you to stick and stay because your opinion definitely matters to me. I want to hear all about your family tonight. We all, this show is about everyone. It's not about someone. It's not about me. It's all about you, the people, because it's all about what I like to say. I heard an old radio station years ago. They said we communicate to educate. That's what I like to try to do. I like to try to communicate to educate. You know, that's what it's all about. Let's learn. Let's grow from each other. Let's have some fun. Let's do what we do. This is For the Record Radio. OG Tiger Lee in the place to be. Let's go ahead and take the first caller. Caller, tell us who you're from, where you tell us who you are, where you're from, and where you're calling from.
I'm from all over the world. I'm not
you're
a
from
human
all
being.
Over
I'm
the
world. I'm not from this world. I belong in a mental asylum sometimes. So, but I am calling from a location in New York.
All right.
So,
which
know,
location?
I'm incognito in
Brooklyn.
New York. Oh no!
All right, my G.
This is a Bronx call in another borough. It's called.
All right. The Bronx, so, BX in the building. What's up?
What's going on, Tiger Lee? You know what? I see you know you're talking about family. You know how
yes.
close you are. How, you know, you said how close is somebody with their family. You know, you should
yes.
always be close with family. You know, family tends to drift apart sometimes.
Yes.
But it's one of those moments where as soon as you and your favorite cousin get together, no matter if y'all talk every day or not, you still get that same vibe. Like y'all talk every
That's
day.
That's what's up.
It takes 5 minutes to catch up and be like, oh yeah.
That's what's up.
But you know.
Cause I see that in
action with
you and your cousin.
And family's cause I'm outside working outside right now.
I do the same thing. Don't even trip.
Yeah.
I'm watching NCAA basketball while I'm kicking it. Trust me. It's all good.
Yeah. Nah,
yes,
but
sir.
Nah, family's a big thing, man. Sometimes family can be your biggest support system, And sometimes they can be your biggest downfall.
But absolutely.
At the end of the day, you know, family is all we got.
Absolutely.
Whether you know, you talking family, you sit there, you know, you can sit there and look at it in this way. You got your blood family, and then you got your extended family. Those that's been
absolutely
around with you since day one. Those that's been riding with you since day one. So
absolutely.
It's sad to say some people fuck with their extended family more than they do their own blood family.
That would be me.
And, oh, that's a big fact. You know, like I said, you know, you got family that, you know, they close and everything, but you also got family where you don't fuck with your family because everything is a competition. Who's doing,
you know
what? Whose house
you
is bigger than
tapped
whose?
On, you tapped on to something very that's very intriguing and very damn. You know what? You're definitely right. Because that's what I feel a lot of times in my family. Even though I know that they'll be there if I need them, it's always about who's doing better than who.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing about it is none of them got nothing. And yet and still, you arguing about shit that you ain't got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And
I don't get it.
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Instead
like,
of
why be in competition with each other instead of helping each other build?
That's what's up, and that's what it's about. It's about helping each other build. You know, it's unfortunate that families do drift apart like that, especially when you have brothers and sisters that grow up in the same household, have the same mother and father, was taught some of the same values, and then when they get to a certain age, they break up and they forget about those values and those morals that they were taught. They forget about the togetherness, you know, and how it was when you were kids. And, you know, because when we were kids, or at least I know for me, you know, you couldn't say nothing to, because I wound up going to school with my sisters. You couldn't say nothing to my sisters without me busting you in your mouth. Shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's unfortunate to see how far that some families have drifted apart. Me and my family, ever since my mother and father passed, like I said, we've kind of drifted out apart as well. But they're still there. I know where they are. They, you know, I have a sister I keep in contact with. She lets me know what's going on. And at this point in time in my life, it works for me. I don't want to be bothered with the headaches. I've been there. I've had enough drama in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I don't need to bullshit. Simple
I don't
as
need
that.
You calling me with, I don't need you calling me with your drama to complain about what this person is doing, because then you're going to sit there and say, well,
yeah,
You wouldn't have that if it wasn't for such and such. Bro, why are you out of shape?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Because sometimes you'd be like, but you wouldn't have what you have because if it wasn't for such and such. So why are you trying to throw shade? Like, y'all
why are
arguing
you trying
with
to throw
petty shit.
Petty shit. Petty shit.
Like,
dumb shit.
And it'd be,
like you say, the dumb shit, like, one might get a new car and the other one might not have a new car. Just have a you know, they still got a vehicle. It's a decent vehicle, but it's not the new one. Then the other one gets a new one. Then the other one that's got the other vehicle starts hating on the other one. And, you know, that's the most tragic, dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. You know,
I love it
hating on somebody because
they
come up.
Me and both my brothers, we do that a lot. Like, my brother just got his Zima.
Yeah.
He called me.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was like, yo, you know what, nigga? Now I'm about to go back to get my German. I'm about to go back and get me an Audi. And he started laughing.
Hey,
like, bro, you just motivated me to want to stay German. I was thinking about going to Mason. Now I'm going back. I'm staying German.
It's a difference between motivation and hate, though. You know what I'm saying? If I see a motherfucker with a nice vehicle and it can motivate me to do the same thing, that's a beautiful thing. But to motivate me to hate on you.
When you hit your family member with, when they got something new and you know they not hating, yo, bro, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nah,
you?
We spinning the block real quick. We got to spin the block real quick.
Yeah, I'm
shotgun, nigga. Let's go.
Yeah, there you go, man. Let me spin this around the corner one time. That's all I need to do. Let me see what it's about. I might want to get me one of these. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like that. Let me tell you. Let me ask you. Shout out. Give some shout outs. Let me hear you give some shout outs.
Big shout out to my cousin Flat Gaza. Big shout out to OG Tiger Lee, you know. Shout
you
out
already
to
know.
Record family, you know.
Yes, sir.
Again, the inmates are about to take over the asylum, so I want to shout out the whole asylum because it's about to be fun.
Yes, sir. That's what's up. Go ahead, drop your social media on them one time.
You can hit me on Instagram at The Real Homicide Joker, or you can follow me on my kennel page at Joker's Exotic Bully. Joker's Exotic Asylums. I ain't high enough for this shit. But definitely, you know.
Yo, crazy got ass.
Got a whole lot of shit coming up real soon as far as music, so it's about to be real fun and game.
I was bumping your ass on the way to work this morning. I was bumping For the Record Radio on the way to work this morning as I was walking. I don't even remember which cut it was, but it was one of your cuts that's on Spotify.
Mm.
Yeah. On the playlist. I can't remember which one.
The
photo.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot. See, I'm not high in the fish because I can't remember the name.
Well, you know what? You about to go get high enough for this shit. I definitely appreciate you tapping in here. Homicide for sure, for sure. I knew it was you all along. I definitely appreciate you tapping in, my G. Definitely appreciate you giving your input on the subject. You already know what it is here For the Record. I definitely appreciate because you are a pretty solid brother, for sure, and you definitely ain't no dummy. So your opinion, I'm always looking forward to what you have to expound as far as whatever our topic is. I definitely appreciate you. Now, here's what I want you to do. First, let me tell my other caller, I don't want you to hang up. I want you to hang in there with me. I'm coming at you next. Just be patient. Now, Homicide, I want you to check this song out. This out right here. You might even know it. Guys, a flip.
Through the terror, no sun, it was raining on me. A child in the ghetto, nobody explained it to me. I never ride, I never tell, show you some loyalty. Gangland, suited up, boy, it's the gangster in me. Came up out the store, she blinking everything from A to B. Same as me, nigga, you can never be. Never leave a crib without the blink, we was never free. Niggas changing, not the same, shit is clear as day. Catch them by the Brooklyn Bridge. But hustle boy is any day. Hopped up out the coupe, bumping wells up off the block 3. He looking for who? Nigga, that is not me. Couple bricks on the way, you know that's from IG. Hold up, landslide, nigga. Landslides, nigga. Suited up, Timberlands on with no tie, nigga. Show you how this Nina make it so fly. From uptown to the ghost, back down to the jungle though. I might have tripped, but my niggas never fucking fumbled up. Watch it for them snakes, for that paper, they'll cut you though. Queens, nigga, still smoke on the Dutch, I'll cut you though. They took hustle, I've been soulless. Ever since that night up in the stoop, let's get more life. More life to my team, kill all rats, I condone it. They ain't let me in the game, so I'm walking like I stole it. Every inch of the strap, nigga, you can hold it. They bluffing in their songs, so you know I gotta spoil it. Drill through the terror, no sun, it was raining on me. A child in the ghetto, nobody explained it to me. I never rap, I never tell, show you some loyalty. Gangland, suited up, nigga, it's the gangster in me. Come out the store, she blinking everything from A to B. Same as me, nigga, you can never be. Never leave a crib without the blick, we was never free. Hello.
Hit you hard. Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about this here. It'd be that Jay Hood, Jay Hizzle, for sure. Child of the ghetto. Y'all gonna pardon me for coughing while I'm on the radio here, but you know I'm getting lit right now. Let's be honest about it. You know it does help a nigga make it through the night. It's been a long day at work, you know, so a nigga just trying to be chill. I ain't long been home and I'm just trying to be in chill mode tonight. Yes. Again, Jay Hood, Child of the Ghetto. And we want to give a shout out to Don Lou, Free Don Lou, for sure. Jay Hood, much love. We shout you out, my dear, for sure, for sure. Tap in, OG Tiger Lee. I ain't heard your voice in a minute. Let me know you're out there, baby. You're thinking about me. That's what's up. Again, tonight's topic is family. It's all about the family. How close are you to your family? And, I mean, we can expound on it like we just did with my man, Homicide Joker. He gave some very, very good opinions to think about in regards to family because it ain't always good. Let's be honest. Most of us, let's be honest, we have separated from our families. Not that we are not necessarily close, but that we are not necessarily close. We close, but not close, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, we always there for one another. Like I say, me and my brothers and sisters, we don't always talk with one another. Some of them I haven't talked to since my mother passed away 2 years ago, but that's all right because I know how they're doing. I have one that I keep in contact with, and that's really all I need is one to keep in contact because I don't need the drama. I don't need the, hey, you gots and all this here type of shit. I don't need that in my life at this point in time. I just need to be at peace, and that's where I am for sure, for sure. Let's go ahead and let's get to our next caller. Callers, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do. Caller, you there?
Right here, OG. What's the vibe?
There it is, yeah. Right there. What's good, my guy? What's
family
good?
Family situation. It's a family situation.
I know you got something to say about family and how close you are to them, for sure.
Expecting me at the end of the show, but, you know, I've been popping in and out of everybody's show lately at different times because the shows be so interesting that it's like all these years I never gave my input on it. I just watched it play out.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So actually,
right.
You know what I mean?
Well, see, me and you, we talk on enough of a basis that I kind of know where your mindset be at in regard because we chop it up all the time. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So anytime that you can always call in and expound on the topic and share with the people your wisdom, because you definitely have a lot of wisdom about you, my brother, it's always definitely appreciated. You know, and let me say this to the people. Pay close attention because you'll gain a lot of knowledge just by listening. You know, this is my brother, Fly Gaza. This is my ace. This is my right hand for sure, 100%. I don't say nothing behind his back that I can't say to his face. I tell everybody the same damn thing. That's my brother, for sure. And I know what it is when it comes to family with him. So here's what I want you to do, Gaza. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to tell the people where they can find you at.
Oh, For the Record Radio, man. 7 days a week. First,
7 days.
Here, phone number, y'all can hit me up directly. 929-477-2425. You might have to speak to one of my hosts, but you still can get a hold of me. You dig me? That's a fact.
Is.
Big shout
just
out
like
to
that.
Mother OG Tiger Lee. That's my road dog.
Appreciate
right there.
You.
Y'all know fuck going on. I ain't got to say too much. As for the topic,
appreciate you.
How close I am to my family,
woo,
man, and like white on rice, like flies on shit, like dreads and braids, nigga, like motherfucking butter and toast, peanut butter and jelly, if y'all feel what I'm trying to say. I'll be mad at my family members and come out of nowhere 4 months later and talk to them like nothing happened. I'm that nephew.
Like
I'm that cousin.
Just like
yeah,
like just like
happened,
that.
Nigga. Don't curse your ass out. Yeah, that's me. But I love them all. I love the shit out of all of them, from the bad ones to the good ones, from the goofy ones to the dumb ones. You know what I mean?
Right.
From the ones that never got trouble in life to the ones that's always in and out of jail. I love y'all the same, my niggas. You feel me? And then I got my family outside of my blood family that damn near I'm closer to them than some of my own cousins. No downloading on my cousins. Shout out to y'all ugly ass motherfuckers. Y'all hear me? I know he on the line, you punk ass. Wait till I see
you. You hear him, homicide.
Nah, but I love his ass too. I still love his ass.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, there's people in the street say that I love, man. And what I mean, I love my people, man. You know what I mean? My people is all I really got. You feel me? Because my people is who I have. I'm so far from everybody. Hey. It's like I literally got relationships through my phone.
Right.
And he could tell how many people I talk to a day. How many people I call, right, OG? Keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
I think y'all niggas think I'm just not going to react to it because I'm a grown man. And I'm not going to be petty. But you know what I mean?
That's
it's reality. You feel me? I reach out to my people and I know who my people are. And I know who's not my people.
Yeah.
And I love them too. All my haters, I still play y'all fucking music, punk ass niggas.
That's it.
Feel me? I love y'all niggas.
Love you too. Might not agree
everybody,
with you, but we love you.
Everybody is family until they fuck up. And the fuck up gotta be
until
really big
up.
And I don't fuck ever again type shit. You know what I mean? I know
Absolutely.
A lot of niggas who got and they were family members. They will never talk to me again because of how they felt of me being truthful. I've lost niggas to being truthful. I've lost family members for being truthful. That's crazy.
Damn.
Like, dude, stay on the internet. Let's start there. You know what I mean? Let's start right
Damn.
There. That's
you
crazy.
Right.
I had niggas
you
leave.
Right.
My life never talked to me again because I was being truthful. I don't call that shit family, B. You know what I mean? People who correct you.
That's petty shit.
Yeah, and they trying to make you better. Those are the kind of people you know what I mean? Not yes men. You don't need no yes men around you. But all the independent artists mention right now, flat guys are speaking, my nigga. You don't need that shit, man.
Right.
You keep moving for people that are for you. If they're not for you, you will know it. You will feel it. You don't need a text or a call. You feel me?
Real motherfucker. A real motherfucker gonna tell you the truth, but they when you fuck up, but they gonna do it in a loving way.
Yeah.
They gonna do it in a way that's not bound to hurt you, but more apt to help you rather than tear you down. You understand? Because we all fuck up. Let's be realistic about it. I don't give a damn who you are. You know?
Nobody.
And that's
nobody.
Yeah, nobody perfect. Damn, I got the hiccups. Y'all, excuse me. What the fuck?
For real, though.
Ain't
nobody.
Yeah. You know, I'm all about family. I like good family and friends. You know, I like people. I like to be around people that make sense to me. I have to feel comfortable. I don't fuck with everybody because everybody don't make me feel comfortable. You know, I'm one of them motherfuckers. I get to looking at you cross-eyed, which ain't hard for me to do because I ain't got but one fucking eye anyway. So... But I get to looking at you cross-eyed. The best way to deal with a motherfucker like the OG is just be 100. That's all you got to do. Be real. You know? Nothing I hate more in this world than the fake and the fugazi. And that includes some family members. I hate the fake and fugazi. And I don't talk to anyone no less than the way I talk to my family. You understand? You know, I try not to give a lot of different opinions. If my advice is ass, I try to give my advice. I might input a little bit here, a little bit there, but I've learned over the years, especially when you're dealing with hood-type families and motherfuckers that's grown, is not everybody wants to hear your opinion and shit. So unless I'm asked a lot of times, I don't give my fucking opinion. I don't give my damn opinion. With my guy, that's a different situation because we kick it and we chop it up like that. That's how we do. You understand? That's my partner. But with a lot of my family, I don't say a lot to them because... Yeah, you know, if we say, hi, hey, what's up, how you doing? I'm doing good. Hey, I'm happy to hear that. Everything going well? Yes, Got a new baby on the way? Okay, wonderful. I got another great niece, great nephew, whatever. You understand? Well, bless your heart. As long as everything going good for you, you ain't laying there dying and shit ain't, you know what I'm saying? And somebody called me, tell me you fucked up. It's all good. You keep doing you. You keep doing you. It doesn't mean because I don't fuck with you, doesn't mean I don't love you or anything like that. There's just, I choose not to be that way, you know. I can definitely relate to everything that my brother is saying, Fly Godfrey, for sure. One of the most solid, honest motherfuckers I know. He gonna tell it to you. Sometimes he tell it to you in a rough way. But I can say this much about the brother. It comes out of a place of love, you know, no harm. And these are the type of motherfuckers I like to surround myself with, people that have the right idea and the right passion towards seeing the betterment of all men. You understand? People think it's always all about you. It ain't always about you. Sometimes it's about those that are around you. You know what I'm saying? Our job is to uplift one another. So for sure. Definitely appreciate my brother Fly Gaza calling in. Let me know what's what in regards and giving his opinion. Again, you can hear him 7 days a week here on For the Record Radio. If you hear that music spinning in the background, you know that's my guy Fly Gaza 7 motherfucking days a week, Sunday through Saturday. That's what we do here For the Record. And for the record, let's just say it. We here at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, and 5 o'clock p.m. out West. We got us. We here to do what we do. We be live. We be in charge. You matter to us. All independent artists matter to us. They matter the most here on For the Record Radio. So don't feel ashamed, but tune in, tap in, call in, give your opinion. Like I stated, every Thursday I have a show. This show here, In the Place to Be with OG Tiger Lee. I have a subject every Thursday. I have a topic that we like to talk about. But let me say this. I have an open door. I have an open door. So if you're having a rough day, a bad day, it ain't always just about the damn topic. Times it can be just about you. Maybe you just want a little release. Maybe you just want to hear a little advice from the OG. You understand? I don't know everything, but I know a fucking lot. And you can best believe that shit. For sure, for sure. So, yeah, tune in to For the Record Radio 7 days a week, and I'm here on Thursdays. The line's 929-477-2425. Tap in, tune in, and let's have some fun. This is what it's all about. It's not about us. It's about you. But believe this much, at For the Record Radio, we got us. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. But before I do, I want my caller to hold on the line for just a few moments. We're going to get to you right next. But before we do, we're going to take a little commercial break. I'm going to give me a little something to wet my whistle, hit me a couple of hits here on my shit. And then we're going to come right back. So in the meantime and in between time, let's have my guy Fly Gaza tap in and hit him with something hard, Gaza.
Are everybody going to talk about the elephant in the room? But I'm going to just swipe left. I wanna tell you about the pain that I felt, but ain't gon' talk about it. Shazam put that dot on a few, but then he talked about it. Nate told the city a lie, and now they notice me. Kodak for the mugshot, nah, can I roll in peace? I ain't rockin' with you niggas, I'm too tired and fed up. And I'm not trustin' on you bitches, I ain't tryin' to get set up. I knew Karma was a bitch, and I've been dying to tell her. And they knew I was a diamond, I'm applying the pressure. Niggas out here killing each other, this shit is sad to see. They preaching all that tough nigga shit, and now they mad at me. Marco in his cell right now, he just wanna see his son. Niggas started smoke on the net, but never leave a gun. Some of us got clout and the fame, we need to use it right. Stop promoting killing and violence, we bound to lose that fight. But niggas in their hood really grew up in a situation. Other niggas shoot to kill, so how can we use hesitation? Tell me please, what is the answer or the remedy? How do I change what has not changed in many centuries? Tell me please, what is the answer or the remedy? How do I change what has not changed in many centuries? Ice cold, right here, where my heart be. Cause I've seen my blood turn against me. Time is not a thing I like to waste. Tick, 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 why I never said it to my face. You bitch, pieces. They took my life and then they squeezed it. Cause I'm in pieces. They took my life and then they squeezed it. Right here with my heart beat. Cause I've seen my blood turn against me. Time is not a thing I like to waste. Why I never said it to my face.
Make it out, shorty on my wave. See my pain, she got naked now. Boy, Came up from the trenches, yeah, I started from the bottom. Died so many times, now I'm living out the bottom. Bad little Johnny, yeah, she sweated, she a model. But I give her props, cause my mother was a model. Role model to the death of me. Missing miles was a recipe. Now this town is my legacy. Can't say it is a better me. Keep it gully to R.I.P. Till I R.I.P. Bitch, I'm on my way. Watch this journey, I'ma make it out. Shorty on my wave, see my pain. She got naked now. 40 in his face, watch him shake. Don't you make a sound. I am on my way, I am on my way.
Yeah, just like that. That's how we do here on For the Record Radio. We drop it like it's hot at all times. Raven Spin Master and Independent Radio, right there, Flop Gossip. That's how we do, and that's Flop Gossip approved. Believe that shit. Don Lue, we wanna. Free Don Lue, for sure. Free Don Lue. Don Lue just dropped two of them on this Elephant in the Room and On My Way. Free Don Lue, for sure. Definitely appreciate that, Gaza. Definitely appreciate it. Tonight's topic is family. How close are we? And, you know, this, like I said, this can be expounded upon. So, you know, we like to go even further with this conversation, but I do have one more caller on the line, so you know what, let's go ahead and let's top it up with our caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Up to the time, this is your world uncle, Uncle Different. What's going on, Mr. Tiger Lee?
What's going on, my brother? Uncle Different, you know. What's going on?
Well, you know, I got to call in and check in and make sure I check up on you, and I see that your topic is family. Family is all, man.
Yes.
Family is everything.
Yes. Absolutely.
Family is everything. You know?
Absolutely.
Another reason why I called in is because I want to make a couple of requests, you know, that I haven't heard in a minute, you know.
Okay.
A couple of songs, a couple of artists that we have that we haven't heard in a minute, like Suavo, he's out there doing his thing. I want to see if you could punch up Suavo. Let's hear one of his songs.
Shout out to Suavo.
And another one of my favorites, which is Family, Block Gaza, which I want to hear Talk Too Much. You understand? Because that's all we do. Yeah, we talk too much. We talk too much. I haven't heard that in a second.
That's a good cut, because I know a lot of niggas that do talk too much. I ain't that nigga, though. I don't talk a lot. most talking I do is on this motherfucking radio, and this is the shit I like to do. So that you know, this is a passion of mine. So I don't mind talking in this vein, but on the average every day, you know, mama always say sometimes you can learn more if you shut your mouth and open your ears.
Yes, sir.
And I take that to heart. You feel me?
Body Tray is another song, one of his songs that I want to hear also. You understand? And I'll let you pick out the Body Tray song. You understand? You just play it, and we'll pick it up from there.
We going to let Gaza pick out the song. Gaza is the spin mice of the night, so we going to let him do what he do when he pick his
shit.
That's what it is. Yes, Gaza is going to take care of the business, as always. Oh. See, I stay in my lane. My lane is to talk. Yeah, that's what I do. I run my mouth. Gaza handles the music side of things and does a fabulous job at doing so, for sure, for sure.
Well, going back to the original topic that you had about family, we're family here at For the Record Radio. You know, we got us. You know, if we don't have us, gonna have us.
Okay.
So
absolutely,
that's very, very important. Okay, here at For the Record Radio, we treat each other like family, and it just goes a long way. Flock Gaza,
absolutely,
he's doing amazing things. I've made a lot of connections since I've been at For the Record Radio.
Absolutely,
with other hosts. I've been moving around, calling into their platform, You know, we have artists that are popping up in their platform, and I like to pop in, you know, because we interviewed them. Some of them, we were the first interviews they had, and I like to see and talk to them and see that they're moving on and doing their
Absolutely.
Thing. So, you know, Absolutely. We're doing a lot of great things. A lot of great things. Like I said, in 2023, 2024, it's a real big year for Fall of Record Radio, and we just, you know, we're going to move on from there.
Making it happen. We got us, for sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm. For sure here on Fall of Record Radio. It's all about the support. Well, and in that vein, let me say this as well, Uncle Different. I'm going to definitely give a shout-out to the Fall of Record family because they my family as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they are very important, every last one of them. I've gotten advice. I've gotten support. I've gotten love from every member that's on this team here at Fall of Record Radio. And it means
that's
so
right.
much to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, people don't understand how much. See, I'm a very right. analytical-minded motherfucker, so, you know, I like to think about shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the shit that we talk about and what we do and how far we've come. We've come a long way, and mm-hmm. we're going even farther. Yeah. All y'all got to do is hold on. Don't miss this train when it come in the station, for sure, because it's some real shit. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. That's right. Another thing I wanted to talk about that, you know, we, Boss Body Trey, you know, hit me up not so long ago, and he wanted to interview me in April sometime. So he's going to get back to me so we could schedule it out, and I could promote it on Fall of Record Radio so everybody can move on to that platform after Fall of Record Radio and hear the interview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Uncle Different, go ahead. Tell the people what you do here on Fall of Record Radio real quick and drop your social media on.
You're right. Well, this is your world uncle. I'm on every Saturday on the Uncle Different show. And my social media is Agaza Rick. Okay, you can find me at Agaza Rick. That's on Instagram. That's on my IG. That's all I do is IG. I don't follow anything else. So if you want to reach out to me, you got to reach out to me on my Instagram, Agaza Rick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Uncle Different, Agaza Rick, I appreciate
yes.
you calling into my show. Inspirational as always. I definitely appreciate your advice. Very sound advice. I definitely appreciate your opinions. Always great opinions. I take it to heart. I listen. I learn from you. I definitely appreciate you, my brother. When I say I love you, that's
yes,
what
sir.
I mean. I love you. For sure, for sure.
I love you, too.
100%
on
before, that. Absolutely.
Okay, but before I leave, okay, I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow night, Fresh Friday, Splot Gaza, every Friday, it's a different artist, something different going on. On Saturdays, you got me, your Uncle Different, every Saturday from 8 to 9 Eastern Time.
Uh-huh.
And then on – hello?
Okay.
And then we have we got the Red Zone on Sunday. That's my niece, the beautiful Red. So people listening,
uh-huh.
calling to these shows, or just listening, there's always something different going on our show on the Fall of the Record Radio. So
absolutely.
With that being said, this is your world uncle, Uncle Different, and I'm out.
Appreciate you. Much love, everybody. That's Uncle Different right there. Again, tap into his show this Saturday night, the Uncle Different Show. I guarantee you will be entertained. So tune in, tap in. Matter of fact, hit the line 929-477-2425 and give him a call. He would love to hear from you, him and whoever the guest may be this weekend. For sure, for sure. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Uncle Different named about 3-4 different artists that he would like to hear. But before I do, I think I have one more caller on the line. If I have one more caller on the line, let's go ahead and take this caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do.
What's good? What's good, man? It's Jody Mack, man. You can gang,
what's,
man. Gang cause, man. Tapping in with
what's
my,
up,
my big
brother?
Homie, OG. OG Tiger Lee, man. What's good, big bro?
You already know. You already know what it is. How you been doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. I'm straight like Indian hair with a perm, man.
There it is, just like that, for sure, for sure.
Right, you know, I had to tap into the show, man. You know, just listen to the jewels that y'all dropped. A lot of dudes is going, you know what I mean? Just let them stay there.
For sure.
But I picked up a lot of jewels that y'all dropped, man, and I appreciate the humility that y'all dropped these jewels with for no cost.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? This is shit we could charge niggas for, and y'all giving it out for free, man. We appreciate you, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't worry, that time comes.
right.
Yeah,
right.
That time.
The sponsors will tap in soon. Right.
You understand? You understand for sure, and that's what we're looking for. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's what it's about here for the record.
Right. I just definitely wanted to tap in. You know, y'all my guys at For the Record Radio. You know, Jody Mack, man. I'm here, man. Repping with my guys, man. My guy Fly Guy. Flat Gaza, OG Tiger Lee, Haiti the Great,
yes.
Red, Different. You know what it is, man. The whole For the Record team, my Rocko Child, y'all fam, and I'm here on every show supporting, man. Just know it. Even if
I don't call in,
I'm listening.
Appreciate you. Well, you know, I don't call in every show neither, so, you know, and they my family, so let's be real about it. I still support every last one of them. Let me ask
you this. Right.
Do me a favor, Jody. Do me a favor. Drop your social media on these people real quick, on the listeners.
Okay, so whoever listen out there, if you don't know who I am, my name is Jody Mack the Great. That's my handle basically on everything. You search me on anything, Jody Mack, JODIEMAK, I'm going to pop up. My IG is Jody_Mack_the_Great. Like, anything else, I'm just Jody
like
Mack.
That.
Jody Mack, man. Repping for the team.
There it is.
You know what it is, Gang Ties. Jiggy Gang Ties, my man, Flat Gaza. Shout out OG Tiger Lee, man. You know what it is.
Appreciate you. Much love, as always. Let me ask you this last question before we get ready to tap out of here. This song right here. Do you know this song?
God.
Yeah. All I know, the money, I'm gonna get it. Hood politics, pretty bitches swallow dick in the leaf.
You know that song?
Yeah, I'm not gonna keep you hostage, beloved man. I know you probably got somebody else who probably wants to tap in, man. But I was here for that show, man. And once again, man, I appreciate the jewels that's being dropped for the peoples, man.
Absolutely, Jody. Definitely appreciate it. Go ahead and bring that song in. We're going to play that. Bring it in.
Okay, so if y'all don't know what this is, man, this is one of my joints. This is called Legacy, produced by my man Legacy Ty. Just heat out of Harlem, man. I'm just talking to the peoples a little bit. No hook, just a couple bars, just talking. Y'all listen, y'all learn something. I'm going to go put
upstairs. Yeah. All I know, the money, I gon' get it. Hood politics, pretty bitches swallow dick, and the lead follow it. 40 full of hollow tips, I be who I be, I'm a G, just acknowledge it. I'ma keep it a band, I ain't spittin' all that knowledge shit. I be spittin' hood shit, giving bitches good dick. Fuck all that, I'm with that wish that you would shit. Bottle of Patron, a pretty bitch and a good spliff. Niggas getting nowhere fast on that shook shit. Time heals, forgive but don't forget. God don't make mistakes as men if they got hit. Went raw in the first chick I ever hit. I can't remember her name, I charged it to the game. Pebble Beak, she was type Harvey with the brain. And I plead my fifth with her involvement in the train. Keep an ear to the street, no involvement in the game. I'm a stand up nigga, got much honor in my name. Jody Mack got that A1 pedigree. I'm a G like five letters after the letter B. Getting to the bag, working on being a better me. In the streets heavily, beats by legacy. Lethal weapon, Yickin gang, I be reppin'. I'm feeling like Kane, it ain't no half-steppin'. Recycle that from Blizzy just to learn you a lesson. Play if you want, get burnt with the Wesson. All I know is hustle, get it off the muscle. A nigga you grew up with, I still watch you struggle. Bitches align your face and say they love you. Every bit I did, I had it on the jungle. I guess I'm cut from another cloth for a bag of zah. Have a nigga knock your mother off. And now I pop your baby mother off. I'm a go-getter, I'm focused, I can't take another loss.
If it's about bread, then I'm with that. Ride my own wave, don't you ever forget that. If a nigga owe me anything, let me get that. They say money talk, but fuck it, let's have a chick chat. Things ain't always what it seems. To you it's cool, a pot pills. To me you a fiend. The ace with the beam, leave your face with a lean. I'm about making the cream while you chasing the dream. I'm from the land of the scam. Free the fucking deputy, sex, cars, and money. Bitches wanna check for me. Ain't shit to talk about if you don't got a check for me. Live from Lex, got that get money recipe. I never judge a book by its cover. Word the motherfuck telling a bitch that I love her. Niggas say they your man, but be ops undercover. I'm the type that have fat bitches with rams and they blubber. Jody Mac the great, I'm used to dealing with hate. Fuck it from point blank, get you still in a race. Get around like Pac, that 40 sealing your fate. It's nothing to debate till I got a mill in the safe.
Just like that, just like that. That's my brother, Jody Mack. Jody Mack, y'all heard it here with Legacy. That's what's up. Y'all tap in. That's very positive, very inspirational. He's got good energy. That's a good brother to know, for sure, for sure. I like listening to Jody, for sure, for sure. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee, and we are here in the place to be. Look like we might be going into overtime. I got a couple more calls at the last second, which is good, because it's all about the support. That's what it is. Tonight's topic is all about family. How close are you to your family? And I mean, we can go all sorts of different ways with this particular topic, but here's what I want to do. Let's go ahead and get to our next caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, this is Blockwork General, man, calling from Bars in the Garage podcast, man. Big Steppers. Shout out to Big Steppers. I just want to say shout out to my family, shout out to my mom, my brothers. Those are my biggest supporters, you know what I mean? That's why I called in. Family is everything to me, you know? As a father of seven and a youngest brother of five boys, family is all I got. Family is my biggest support system. Family is the reason why I strive to get better and do better. Hello?
Man, that's deep, G. That's deep. I feel the same way, brother. It's your boy Fly Gather. It's called Drop, but I'm here. You feel me? That's deep. I appreciate you calling in tonight. A family of seven. God bless, bro.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And losing a brother makes family get closer, you know? So I'm even more closer to family now than I was before, so.
That's what's up right there. That's what's up. Y'all pardon me. My phone died on me for a brief second, but we back and we at it. Yes, sir. I definitely appreciate you calling in. I kind of missed what you were saying. I won't tell a lie. I kind of missed what you were saying because my phone dropped on me, but that's all good because I know it was inspirational and I know it was something that was worth listening to.
All right. Now, I was saying, family is everything. You know what I'm saying? I lost my brother four months ago, which brought us closer.
Oh, man, sir.
Which brought family closer together, you know what I'm saying? So as a father,
right.
Like I said, as a father of seven, you got to make sure that you're close at all times. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Biggest supporters is going to always be family. Well, you know, immediate family.
Man, I'm sorry to hear about you losing your brother, my man. Condolences from the Photo Record family to you, my brother, for sure.
Appreciate that, man. I just want to give a big shout out to your show, man. I appreciate y'all listening up. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely appreciate you calling in. Anytime you feel like you want to call in and give an opinion and advice, anything, whatever, you just want to chop it up, you want to get some things off your chest, whatever you want to do, this is the platform to do it on, for the record radio, for sure on that. Definitely. Go ahead, do me one more favor and drop your social media on the people.
You already know, man. This is Bars in the Garage podcast on all platforms. Bars in the Garage podcast.
Yes. Bars in the Garage podcast. And from what I understand, it's a dope-ass podcast. So I'm going to recommend that everybody tune in, tap in, see what it's all about. I'm going to be almost 100% in saying that you will enjoy yourself. So check it out.
Appreciate
Bars
that,
in the Garage podcast. Yes, for sure, for sure. Definitely appreciate you tapping in, calling in. I'm always looking, appreciating meeting new, what I call friends. Anybody call my show is a friend of mine, and I definitely appreciate. This is what social media should be all about, is meeting people, you know, not all the garbage should be on there where we fighting, arguing, family.
Right. Social media is for networking, fighting. Man. You got to network, get to know people.
That's my man. That's what it's about right there. You understand? You understand, it's about the network and get out your comfort zone.
Yeah,
you
got to network,
you got
to be able to get out
you
that
know.
Comfort zone.
Absolutely, absolutely, for sure. All right, my man, I definitely appreciate you calling in and tapping in.
I appreciate
for
that.
For sure on that. All right, my brother, for sure on that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got one more caller, so let's go ahead and let's go straight to. Oh, I got two more callers. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do.
Yo, what's going on, Tiger Lee? It's your boy, Hedy the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucker, Father Rucker himself. How you doing, my brother?
What's good, my G? What's good?
Call him to chop it up, man, you know. Stepping up my game, like you say, you know, we don't call all each other shows all the time, but we love each other the same, you know what I'm saying? So right now, making my agenda to make sure I call in every show, you know what I'm saying, no matter what.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I'm Hedy the Great. I got my own show every Monday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Central Eastern Time. You know what I'm saying? It's the Great Boss Show.
Yeah.
You call in, spit your bars, do what you do best, man, you know? And, you know, I'm Hedy Baker on Facebook. I am Hedy the Great on IG. For anybody tuning in tonight, you know what I'm saying? If we need the music play, we really want to fuck with us, go to the Futter Record fan page on Instagram. Like, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Send your
right
music
there
to my boy Fly God, and we'll see what we think about your music. We get to play what an independent artist matters the most, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, Tiger Lee?
For sure. Yes, what's up, what's up? Now, you know tonight's topic is all about family.
Yes, I do.
And I know,
yes, I know how
you are about your family, for sure.
Yes, man.
So
I'm
going to
drop some literature for these peoples right now today, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop
go
some
ahead
literature for these people, though, Tiger Lee.
Go
I
ahead,
say,
right now. Go ahead.
Now, to tell y'all one thing, family, for one, I'm going to say this, you don't have to be family to be family.
My
you
man.
Don't have to be blood to be family.
To be family, for sure.
Let me lay that law right there right now, because blood don't make you family.
No.
Loyalty make you family.
That's
knowing,
what makes
the person that can be able to tell you when you're mad or whatever, like your friend or little, that makes you family. You know what I'm saying? Blood
right
don't make you family. So a lot
right
of people misconstrue associates and being cool with people as family. You know what
right
I'm saying? And let me tell you something. It's some people out here now that when we not going to take credit from the people that really do have family and really care for their family. It is some family-oriented people out here that, like, really love their family.
Absolutely.
But the way the government made it, they made it to destroy people's families. So once they don't know what they're doing, it's in reverse, and they keep on going. It's an ongoing situation. It's something. Let me tell you
absolutely
something.
Absolutely.
It's something like, let me tell you this, I'm always dropping some literature. It's something like when this old black man, I was looking at it on YouTube, I watched a lot of stuff on YouTube, but knowledge. You gotta know knowledge from bullshit. You hear me, Tiger Lee?
Right, right.
He was
right
like 90 something, right, or whatever I was. He said one day a white man knocked on his door and told him that he'll pay his mama 10 cents or so much a day to put the man out.
Uh-huh.
that was welfare. The welfare was 10 cents a day now. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I'm dropping letters. People catch up, Mustard, if they can pay attention. They been doing it for 10 cents a day. Now they doing it for like 200, 300 some a day. Now that you can't even get on the welfare joint without, you know what I'm saying? No. And
right.
to know about family is to know how they took down the families. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
How they tore us apart.
Right.
You know? So once I drop that lid, I see that tore most of the families apart because they got the black man out of the house with them. So family always means a lot to everybody. So without the man in the house, when they make the woman say that I don't need the man no more, when the man is always supposed to be the macaulay. Everybody think the alpha when the alpha is under the macaulay. A lot of people don't know that. Everybody like, I'm an alpha. Out to all the people that saying there are alphas out there. Alphas are the chasers. Alphas chase you, all that sort of thing. The immaculate man is going to sit in the cut because he don't have to run. He can sit back in the cut because he know y'all time is going to wear out. You know what I'm saying? Then they fall back to the immaculate, and then they know what's going on because the alphas going to keep chasing. They keep seeking. They ain't going to see you no more. See, immaculate only sees you. You see what I'm saying? Real shit. That's real family shit right there. I'm gonna spit some bars for you.
Drop the bars. Go ahead and drop the bars. Drop the bars, G.
All right, let me give these shout outs real fast. Shout out to that motherfucking boy Joey Mack, you know what I'm saying? The great, you know what I'm saying? That's my boy, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, man. You feel me? I'm always tuning in. I told people, I sit back, I to everybody, if I miss your show, I am the VP. I listen to your show. I analyze it. I know everything, what's going on. When people don't think you know what's going on, I really do. I don't have to tell Fly Gaza that because I'm trying to boss up like you told me to. But big up to Jody Mack, man. Big up to the people in the basement. Podcast at the basement because I just heard it because I'm speaking fast and I'm house to shit. You feel me? Big up to them, man. Big up to everybody that's pulling it. Big up to everybody that's doing their thing, man. Shout out to my motherfucker, but my real family, Fly Gaza. Let me tell you about a family that I never saw in full flesh. That if he called me, it's happening. See, Fly Gaza been my brother for years. You feel me? I have never seen him. I never cooked nothing in his house. I never touched nothing. We share this information that my loyalty is from him, from wherever I'm at. So I can't wait to physically meet the brother. You feel me? We've been this family for the record team forever. You see what I'm saying? So one thing I'm going to do this year is making my business to get to Iowa.
Yes. We here waiting.
Let me tell you something. That's my business this year, to get the Iowa, to meet the Fly Guys and go out there, cook on this grill, you feel me? I'm going to make her a walking taco, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? All types of business, but sort of real shot right walking taco, you know what I'm saying? But, man, that's what you call family. You know what I'm saying? So he is my family. So when he gets a cousin and doing all that shit, I look at his ass like, whatever, brother, you know what I'm saying? When you start shit back up, or I call you back, or whenever you feel like going or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I roll with his flow. Because I know how he can get. He gets to get on your ass in a minute.
Right.
But this right here is for the family. I got to talk some shit about my real family because that's my family member, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And ain't nobody going to disrespect the record, bro. Ain't God to do that. And nothing. Nothing matters but the honor.
Nothing matters. That's it.
Go talk a shit. I say, pain deeper than the ocean flow. Plug out life, but real niggas never fold. When I spit, I hospice you rappers. Prepare to go. Smith & Wesson nickname, take them out of glow. One of the coldest, it's time for me to let them know. I am he, scum of the earth, is at your throat. Missing my mom, feel like oxygen. Miss my throat, my heart in Africa. It was hard to cope. Tears won't stop falling. sold my coat, realized my kids need me, it was time to blow. Mom ain't raised no fool, better know it, ho. Yeah, yeah, better know it, ho. So I proceed to go, so I proceed to go. Gotta go harder than any nigga who ever flowed. I give you life after death like Biggie Smalls. Apple Projects hold on my hip, work in my drawers. Black male struggling. Now we got bands in the wall. Mama waiting on the government. Now we tear down the mall. Huey, Fred, and Marcus Garvey assassinate our cause. Build jails and wonder why we breaking laws. Hey, you're great that thing. Fuck what you talking about. Looking at the people's champ for the records out. I just want to let the people know, man, you don't have to be family. To
just
be family.
Like that.
And know. Yes. And know one thing. When people show you who they is who they is.
Yes.
Don't ever cut.
I appreciate you calling in tonight, my brother. Definitely inspirational as always, Hayes the Great. I definitely love you, my brother. We family. You know how it is with us here on For the Record Radio. We got us 100.
Yes.
The show on that.
On that garden.
Yes.
And
I definitely appreciate you.
Tonight.
Absolutely. 100. All right. So here what we're going to do. Let's go ahead, and I think I got one more caller. Callers, let's take this caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do. Hello, caller.
No, I'm saying for him to be walking and stopping right there or looking around.
All right. Okay, so here what we're going to do. We're going to close it out with a mix tonight. Uncle Different requested the mix, so we definitely going to drop this mix on him. This has been your boy, OG Tiger Lee. I have definitely appreciated everybody that has called in tonight and expounded upon tonight's topic, family. How close are you? What is it all about? I definitely appreciate it. We went a long way with this. I gained a lot of knowledge from this. I gained a lot of perspective from this, and I appreciate everybody that called in and gave an opinion. I definitely appreciate it 100%. Again, I'm here every Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. on the Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Out east, and 5 o'clock p.m. out west. I am here on For the Record Radio. This has been In the Place to Be with your boy OG Tiger Lee. Hit me. I'm here again next Thursday night. We'll have a different topic. If there's something that you want to talk about that you feel like you know you'd be interested in, hit my line, tigerlee.og on Instagram. I will be there. I'll see it. I will chop it up, whatever the topic may be. In the meantime and in between time, we're going to go ahead and close it out with Uncle Different's request. This has been your boy, OG Tiger Lee, on For the Record Radio, where the independent artists do matter the most. Peace!
Hey, soldier, hey, I feel like I got this soldier, hey, you know, I feel the same, hey, 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 you know, I feel the same, we do not feel the same, I had one heart in the lane, I really wanted them things, couple diamonds with a chain, hey, now my shit going blind, we do not feel the same, hey, you cannot feel my pain, we do not feel the same, hey. We do not feel the same. I went hard in the lane, hey. I really wanted them things. Couple diamonds with a chain, hey. Now my shit going blind. We do not feel the same. You cannot feel my pain. You cannot feel my pain, hey. I had one hard in the rain, hey. Beat a nigga like a slave, hey. Now I'm feeling that slight, yeah. Y'all young nigga, hey, hey. I can take it from a distance, hey. Hit the court, ballin' hard, nigga. I ain't missing, ballin' like a piston, hey. Water whipping, bitch, I flip it, hey. Go on here, nigga, see me, hey. Y'all can check my description, hey. Ballin' hard on TV, hey. Bad bitch on a nigga dick. She gon' suck it like she cheesing, hey. Y'all niggas, I ain't want the money. But a nigga getting greedy, hey. You do not feel the same. We do not feel the same. I went hard in the lane. I really wanted them things. Couple diamonds with a chain, hey. Now my shit going blind. We do not feel the same, hey. Feel my pain, we do not feel the same, hey. We do not feel the same, I went hard in the lane, hey. Now my shit going blank. We do not feel the same. You cannot feel my pain. I'ma go kill the game. Hey, I cannot feel the lane. Hey, they be keep touching on a nigga body. She tryna feel my chain. Hey, been a bitch over, right up in that Rover. I'm tryna do my thing. Hey, we cannot be the same. Hey, all of these niggas change. Hey, I'ma be focusing up on that money. You gon' be focusing on being bogus. I had to say to myself, I did not need your help. All these niggas is really just rodents. I had to climb up that mountain. I ain't worried about no nigga. You better go and keep rolling. Hey, I'm smoking on that good thread. Play with me, I'ma get the blowin'. Hey, bought it on the nigga side, yeah. Kill brands, homicide, yeah. Leave a nigga baptized, yeah. You don't really wanna ride, yeah. I've been doing this shit every day. I'm moving that package, yeah. Hey, I've been doing this shit every day. These niggas is tragic. We don't feel the same. We don't feel the same. I went hard in the lane. I really wanted them things. Cover down with a chain, hey. Now my shit going blame. We do not feel the same, hey. You cannot feel my pain. You do not feel the same. We do not feel the same. I went hard in the lane. I really wanted them things. Cover down with a chain, hey. Now my shit going blame. We do not feel the same, hey. You cannot feel my pain. We do not feel the same, hey. We do not feel the same. I went hard in the lane, hey. I really wanted them things. Cover down with a chain, hey. Now my shit going blame. We do not feel the same. You cannot feel my pain.
Throw a couple racks, you gon' do his money dance. If I throw a couple racks, you gon' do his money dance. If I throw a couple racks, you gon' do his money dance. It's a tip of music. It's a tip of music. This that tip of music, tip of music on a strip of music. Ass little but she still gon' strip the booty. I said it's small but she still gon' move it. Wanna see the asshole, better hun, don't do it. Bitch, it was for the cheeks while I swap the credit card. Someone's green on the floor, lookin' like a front yard. Front yard, go ahead and wreck it up. Front yard, go ahead and wreck it up. Drop it low, earthquake it, yeah. Drop it low, earthquake it, yeah. Front yard, go ahead and wreck it up. Drop it low, earthquake it, yeah. This a tip of music or a strip of music. Ass little but she still gon' shake that booty. I said it's small but she still gon' move it. Wanna see the asshole, better hundo. Do it, bit it over, spread the cheeks. Squash, pop that credit card. Someone's green on the floor, look out like a front yard. Front yard, go ahead and wreck it up. Drop it low, earthquake it, yeah. Front yard, go ahead and wreck it up. Drop it low, earthquake it, spread yeah. The cheeks. Let me see that asshole. My pockets like a dick, man, everything swole. Make that ass roll like a merry-go-round. Make your dirt quake, then drop it to the ground. Everybody hear that sound like a round of applause. Look at that ass, man, oh my god. It's a tip of music. Tip, 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 it's a tip of music. Tip, 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 it's a tip of music. Tip, 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 it's a tip of music. Tip, 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 tip.
Yeah. It's a freestyle, say don't get shot. Let's bring hip-hop back. It's your boy, Slot Dows, the BX in the building. Let's go. It's from the top, call me Slot. Ain't nothing gonna stop. If you see me on the block, you better just watch. If you step up close, man, your ass will get popped. I got so many killers around me, just watch. I'm the iller and the thriller, nigga, watch when I cop. I let them know, yeah, same, fuck the cops. I'ma roll around, boy, in a drop that the hot. I got two things in to make you shot. Shit is crazy, dog, when I'm coming like I'm hot. I'ma let them know, running on the block and when I'm hot. Uh-huh, I haven't been to the block in a couple of years, but I still know that it's hot, uh-huh, yeah. What you know about Gaza, nigga? They like, yo, he a fucking problem, nigga. I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to solve a nigga. Have to wonder why the world don't revolve, my nigga. Uh-huh, yeah, keep it to yourself. They like, hit the mic, dog, do it for your health. I'm like, nigga, chill, I'm just trying to win. Nigga, yo, for real, I'm in for the win. They like, yo, never stop it when they pop it. I'm like, yo, nigga, stop it before I pop it. This shit is crazy, man, they gon' scream, stop it. When I'm coming through, nigga, better watch it. Uh-huh, it's like 3D on the internet, my nigga. You can't see me in the internet, my nigga. That's the only way. I don't play, I move around a nigga. You better watch it, y'all just move around a nigga. Yeah, and we on the same shit though. Yeah, used to play on the strip though. Mm-hmm. Now I'm chillin' on the strip though. Uh-huh, I used to be the pimp though. Now I'm tryna hold it down, tryna roll around. That's the way I'm from, little nigga from the boogie down. What they know about, yeah, just the illest sound. Flock guys are on the top, boy, I'm the illest now. I'ma do it for them niggas, never had shit. You better watch it when the blunt's going past shit. I ain't even tryna pass it, cause if I bought my own shit, nigga, last shit. Like a movie though. Used to be all in the jacuzzi, yo. Now I lay low, chillin' in the fucking woods. Understand my nigga, they lookin' at me, he from the hood.